We're here today to look at On Assignment, the photojournalism of Horace Bristol, a new exhibition we have opening on November 16th.
Where should we start?
Well, why don't we start over in this section? The exhibition explores the decade, one of the most, I think, important decades in Horace Bristol's career, from 1938 to 1948. And to that end, the exhibition begins with probably one of the series that he is best known for, the Grapes of Wrath series. In 1936-37, Bristol approached John Steinbeck about the possibility of going to California's Central Valley to examine the conditions that migrant workers were facing in many of the farms in that area. His photographs were published in a Life magazine article in 1940, but the essay never got the treatment that it deserved at that time. Nevertheless, Bristol went back and actually gave many of the individuals that inspired Steinbeck's characters the character names. So we have, for instance, the individual that became Tom Joad or Ma Joad in The Grapes of Wrath. So it's a very compelling series. Really gives you a good idea of the conditions that were facing migrant workers in the 1930s, many of whom were from Oklahoma and Texas.
And this is, of course, not Tom Joad, because that is a fictional character.
Exactly. Yeah, this is not exactly Tom Joad, but it is the man that inspired Tom Joad. So Bristol gave us the individual, decided to identify him by his character's name, in sort of homage to Steinbeck, because he was so impressed by the book. But this is the man that inspired the character.
And looking at the photograph, I mean, this is Tom Joad. I mean, I just said it wasn't. But the eyes, the way they're shaded, and the way the hair, it looks like it's being blown by the wind, and just that far-off gaze, it's Tom Joad.
Unquestionably. I mean, I think you're exactly right about that. This is a photograph, one of those few photographs, I think, that really captures the essence of what happened during the Great Depression. Here you have a man that has made his living outside as a farmer, as a migrant worker. You can see the effects of the sun, the weather on his face. He's looking off into the distance. We don't know exactly what he's looking at, but there's a degree of uncertainty in his expression that certainly communicates, I think, the difficulties that many individuals faced during the Great Depression.
As you're looking through and selecting, is there an image that surprised you, that you brought to Oklahoma, something that kind of caught you a little bit off guard?
I would say the first image in the exhibition is a photograph that really caught my attention because it seems somehow so iconic and yet isn't. And that is his image of some New Mexican cowboys.
Can we go look at it?
Yes.
And it's in color.
Yeah, that's one of the other surprising things about it. Bristol had been sent by Life magazine to do a photo essay on New Mexico. And he spent some time up in Taos. He spent some time out in the western parts among the ranches. And that's where he shoots this photograph, which captures the McMillan Ranch. The interesting thing about this image is that, first of all, it is in color. But also, when you look at it, I mean, you get that sort of quintessential image of the cowboy, of the Marlboro Man and other sort of popular images of the cowboy, and yet Bristol seems to kind of capture all of that in this particular photograph.
Well, Mark White, thank you so much for your time today. I really appreciate you showing me around.
Thank you, Kurt.